this year marks a milestone for the Champaign-based Prairie Rivers Network. The environmental advocacy group is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and they're marking the occasion with their 50th anniversary dinner gala that's tonight at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Rob Cantor is a member of the Prairie River Network's board of directors. He's emceeing tonight's event. WILL listeners know Rob from his weekly Environmental Almanac segments. They air Thursday afternoons. Cantor spoke with Illinois Public Media's Brian Moline about tonight's event and what it means for the Prairie Rivers Network to be celebrating 50 years.
The Prairie Rivers Network is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and they're celebrating this Friday with their 50th anniversary annual dinner gala at the iHotel and Conference Center. Here to talk about that event is the dinner's MC, Rob Cantor, who's a board member of the Prairie Rivers Network. Rob, it's great to talk with you.
Good to be with you, Brian.
Of course, our listeners know Rob from his Environmental Almanac segments that air in the afternoons on WILL AM and FM. And Rob, I guess to start, 50 years is a pretty big deal. What does it mean for you to be a part of a group that's been, you know, doing things for the environment here for the last 50 years?
Well, I should admit that I've only been involved for 15 of those years. But my involvement, you know, my interest in the group stems from the fact that they are such a presence, that they have been here all along from the fights over dams in the 60s and 70s through the things that we deal with today.
And one of those things that you mentioned, I think really the first big project for the Prairie Rivers Network was stopping the damming of the Sangamon River at Allerton Park. And I know that's one of your favorite places to explore in our area.
That's right. And that's one of the things that drew me to the group when I was looking for a way to give back to the environment. It was, you know, I started with the places that I loved, and I knew that the natural areas at Allerton, especially the river bottom, had been protected by this group, and that's why I was interested there. Same with the Middle Fork of the Vermilion River in Vermilion County, where, you know, I had started fishing in the 90s, and I realized, hey, I have access to this river because it wasn't dammed, and it wasn't dammed because, you know, some of the people involved in Prairie Rivers Network fought to keep that from happening.
You know, in your, you know, 15 years or so with the group, is there anything in particular that you're proud of, that you've been a part of with Prairie Rivers?
You know, it's not a particular thing for me. It's the longevity. It's the fact that we have a professional staff now that is there to deal with things as they arise, like coal ash on the Middle Fork that we've been dealing with now for some years and continue to deal with, that there's a group there to support agriculture when farmers, you know, want to investigate practices that'll promote land health. We're there to support them. We're there as a voice for regulations that protect the public interest in wildlife and habitat at the state and at the national level through National Wildlife Federation. We're the state affiliate for the National Wildlife Federation.
So for this Friday night, for anyone who's attending the gala, I understand the format's a little different. In past years, there's been a kind of a keynote speaker that the event is built around. This is just more of a celebration of the 50 years. What's in store this Friday night?
Well, we're going to celebrate the range of our membership. We'll have more people at the gala than we've ever had before. We're going to enjoy our accomplishments. We're going to make some time for dancing afterward as well.
That's Rob Cantor speaking with Illinois Public Media's Brian Moline. Rob is emceeing the Prairie Rivers Network's 50th anniversary dinner gala tonight at the iHotel in Champaign. You can find more information about the gala and the Prairie Rivers Network at prairierivers.org.